Chapter 10. She was walking up and down in the moonlight when she heard the car coming along the road from the opposite direction to that in which lay the village. It wasn't merely a moonlit night. It was a night of surpassing and quite extraordinary beauty. There was a faint haze rising from the fields surrounding the cottage, and the rays of the moon appeared to be imprisoned by the haze, caught up in it, as it were, and softened by it, so that the moonlight had a strange, iridescent quality, and fell as gently as a caress. The tobacco plant was smelling strongly, and so was the night-scented stock. As for the honeysuckle, it was like a background to Victoria's thoughts, a challenge to her blood. She felt her blood quicken and leap along her veins when she inhaled the perfume of the cascades of honeysuckle that clothed the garden wall. She had known little or nothing in the way of romance, and yet romance seemed in the very air she breathed. And it was more than romance. It was magic. She felt a strange yearning to share it with someone. The sound of the car was just a fat kiss of tires on the surface of the road when she first heard it, and then there was silence as it slid to a standstill outside the gate, and then the gate clicked open, and footsteps approached along the garden path. The footsteps sounded hollow in the silence of the night, and for a second or so, Victoria was alarmed. Alarmed because she could see no one, and the growth was thick at each side of the garden path. And then a figure emerged and stood in the moonlight confronting her, and she recognised her visitor immediately, despite the fact that he was wearing full evening dress. He was obviously quite real, although at first she thought he was a figment of her imagination, and he looked as if he had deserted some important social gathering in a hurry and was not quite sure of his reception. He looked at her with curious diffidence. "I hope I didn't startle you," he said. During her brief moment of